Turning from the empty pans on the table, she now faced the cart, which held the last of the food off the buffet. It was all soups now, and she picked one up and held it to the corner of her mouth. Tilting the pan up into the air, she watched the soup reach the brim of the pan and cascade over the side into her mouth, going straight down into her belly. Joe got behind her and marveled at how her belly was not only growing out, but to the sides. She was at least 3 times as wide as she had been before. Her belly was stretched tight, but was not showing even the faintest hint of stretch marks. She didn't seem to be in any pain as the soup quickly made her belly swell to even greater proportions. Moving around in front, he got right up against her belly and rested his ear against it. He could hear the loud churning and sloshing sounds. That was the soup forcing its way around the enormous amounts of food trapped there. He put his arms as far around her as her now 8-foot belly and nearly came all over himself as he felt his arm pushed away further and further apart as she expanded. Finally, she tossed the last of the pans away and looked at Joe, her eyes heavy with passion from the high sexual energy given to her by her massive midsection. "Fuck me, Joe. Fuck me now," she screamed. The only way he was going to be able to fuck Heather with her big belly in the way was to roll her over on her stomach. With almost no effort, she fell onto the ground, pulled there by the weight of her enormous belly. With little more effort, she rolled over so that she was lying on her belly like a huge beanbag. The feeling of her weight on her belly sent Heather on a roller coaster of orgasmic delight, moaning loudly into the night. "Oh, God, yes. Oh, it feels so good. I need more in me. Stick your big cock in me and fill me with your cum," she moaned through her orgasm. Peeling her bikini bottom off her rear was a trick, but once he got it, his prize came into sight. Her beautiful, shaven pussy was glistening with female juices, just waiting for him to enter her. Stripping down his own bathing suit, he positioned himself behind her. He wouldn't even need to kneel down to fuck her doggy style. First, though, he leaned forward so that she could feel his breath on her pussy, teasing her. She began moaning even louder in anticipation. Suddenly, his tongue shot out and buried himself in her pussy, licking up the cum that was already there. She screamed out, "Oh, God, yes. Oh, eat me out. Yes."